if he needs some further information, or if he, as a result of complete research, or needs to suggest an amendment or some further action at the full committee, we can do that. But assuming there's a sense to proceed with the bill today.
Mr. Chairman.
Lieutenant Hill.
I move Senate Bill 573 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Lieutenant Hill. Lieutenant Hill moves Senate Bill 573 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Lieutenant Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I have some of the concerns that I think Representative Kopetsky has with terms in terms of the definition. I suggest that it's what is a log for milling purposes is not a not necessarily clear with respect to the requirements now imposed by the Forest Service and BLM that you have to haul out every little thing that's growing in a cutting area. You can't tell what's a log for firewood versus hauling if you were stealing it or any other thing. So I'd be interested in knowing what a log is, what a tree is.
Okay, it's a fair question.
And I think his concern was whether or not somebody could be stopped for the wrong reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if there's an extension of that, it's interesting too. Now people are supplying logs, full trees, for firewood that they come and they dump it off and you saw it up. And I don't believe, unless I misinterpreted what Senator Brown was saying, that he had any intention of getting involved in that.
No, I don't think that was his intention. I don't know the exact language or where it's located. Former Representative Lombard's bill from the 81 session as to what's the threshold point, but that bill generally says that if you've got firewood, you've got to have a permit for that over a certain quantity. I think it's so many cubic feet or a cord or something like that. So I think that the two laws probably mesh reasonably well, but I can understand wanting to make sure that they don't conflict in any way, or there's not a gap or some unintentional question about whether a person is going to be subject to this law or subject to the other law in a manner in which they might pose a problem for law enforcement or for the individual who's legitimately engaged in some business enterprise or is a customer of some legitimate business enterprise. Representative Hill?
Chair, I make my motion, and subject to looking into the concerns expressed by the rest of the committee.
Okay, why don't we, Council, if we haven't had a chance to chat with Mr. Miller over at the Department of Forestry, he might be able to provide some information and a little reality check in terms of what's happening out there in the woods and what problems, if any, they experience with the existing law here or the firewood permit law. And if legislative research has some contact, if the Department of Forestry can't give us a definition of a log, then we might as well stop right now. Okay. Okay, the motion is to the full committee with the understanding that we'll have a report back on that issue of definition, and council's instructed if we need to insert or prepare language for a definition, we will request that be done. Is there further discussion or instructions to council? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Hill.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Spear.
Aye. Motion's adopted. Council, you might also make a note to have a copy of the firewood bill for us so we can refer to that as we consider this bill in full committee.
All right.
Okay, 426. That's the bill which Judge Irogwin testified concerning a little bit earlier today. We had testimony, as indicated by Ms. Hayes. Parole board in favor, Mr. Snyder from the Oregon Jail Overcrowding Project, Ms. Luther of the Oregon Prison Overcrowding Project. We also have a letter which should be made part of the record, testimony from Ann Schmidt on behalf of the Oregon Council on Crime and Delinquency, and of course Judge Irogwin's testimony in favor of the bill this afternoon. And I think we're prepared for a motion, Representative Hill.
Mr. Chairman, move Senate Bill 426 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Hill moves Senate Bill 426 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Hill?
Aye.
Miller?
No.
Phillips?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that's majority, so we have the bill. And 418 is Representative Yee's bill having to do with the repeal of the Riot Act. Also, we had Mr. Herring, editor of the Albany Herald, and Mr. Fedenke, behalf of the ACLU, testified in favor of this and presented some factual information arising from some problems apparently down in Linn County, which pointed out perhaps the only application of this law in recent history, and suggested from those facts that the bill probably, or the law, is not serving a useful purpose.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Miller.
I'd move Senate Bill 418 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Miller moves House Bill, pardon me, Senate Bill 418 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Hill?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye. Motion's adopted. Okay. We've got takes care of the action on the Senate bills. Have we been rejoined by the folks from the Motor Vehicles Division yet? Apparently not.
I can go and check in the hall and get a
phone. Representative Van Mullen indicated as she was leaving that she was in favor of the bill as changed.
Okay. Why don't we stick our, see if we can locate the DMV folks outside the hall and see if we can go ahead and take action on the bill. Mr. Bessonette, I assume you and your folks have had a chance to participate in this discussion. Are you going to have any comments to offer to us?
No.
Good bill?
Yes.
Thank you.
No comment.
Really? Either way.
Well, why don't we go ahead and take kind of a lengthy recess until about, I hate to interfere with anyone's plans for the afternoon, but I do want to come back, and if we can get this bill out, will half an hour be enough to make sure DMV folks are on board and ready to come back?
We don't want to wait any longer than that.
Okay. Okay. Let's come back at 3:15 then.
Okay.
Okay? Great. We'll be recessed till 3:15 to take up 2757.
House Bill 2757, we understand the negotiations have been completed or reached the conclusion that they'll reach anyway. Would the participants like to come forward and give us the benefit of what they've done?
Sure.
You can both come up.
Excuse me? No, he's the small one. No.
Good afternoon.
Pleasure to have you back.
Thank you.
Please identify yourself for the record and begin your testimony.
For your record, my name is Stan Bunn, member of the House. Short and sweet.
And you have no problems? Is that what he said?
No, I think this is a very good bill. I'd recommend this.
Did you want to describe what went on during the week?
I didn't have any.
You had no problems? Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Carl Kruger with the Motor Vehicles Division. We appreciate your giving us some time to look at the amended amended bill, and we worked with legislative council. We see no problem with the bill, or would it create a great impact on the division. There is one reference that needs to be corrected, and that would be section 852, sub 2A, on page 2, line 35. Like it to be amended to read, person is subject to the requirements under section 857, chapter 338, Oregon laws 1983, rather than section 858. Section 858 refers to a person who has been convicted of driving uninsured or falsely certifying the existence of a motor vehicle liability insurance policy. And if this amendment is not made, the division would have no authority to suspend a person's license if the person failed to file future financial responsibility.
All right. Line 35, thanks.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. Council?
Mr. Kruger, could you just briefly tell me why 850, I know you said, I don't know that you misspoke yourself, you said 858 refers to a person convicted of driving uninsured. Are you talking about 857 or 858?
We want that amended to show 857.
Did Mr. Little-Hales agree with you
yes.
that it should be?
Yes, Mr. Little-Hales did. Right.
Thank you very much.
All right. I think there's going to be another one. So another amendment.
Another amendment, that's right.
Right. So maybe we'll hear the discussion at that time and consider them both in one motion. You want to allude to that?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. Mr. Little-Hales is drafting that amendment. We have no problem with it. We, in fact, agree with that amendment.
Well, for purposes of enlightening the
okay.
the committee, they want to. Yeah. They might want to know what it is.
Yeah. excuse me. The problem is where a person full intentions, doing good, thinks they're insured. Has done what they felt they needed to do with their insurance company, and for one reason or another, the insurance company denies or cancels that insurance without them knowing it, perhaps. And there needs to be some way to address that so that the division could waive a reinstatement fee and rescind a suspension if that occurred.
Okay. I had in mind another amendment that maybe Mr. Cooper had brought to our attention, and perhaps you're not aware of it, but for the committee's benefit, on page 6 of the reconstituted bill, at line 4, where it says, driving any vehicle upon a highway while under the influence of intoxicants, it is suggested we delete the language any vehicle upon any highway, because that seems to have a limiting effect that is not the intention of the DUII statutes. It would, in effect, just say DUII applies only to the highway situation and not perhaps a parking lot or some other area where this is intended to have an effect. Yes, I think the words any vehicle were intended to be taken out as well. Sure, Mr. Cooper, please come forward.
Mr. Chairman, members of the subcommittee, my name is Jerry Cooper from the Governor's Advisory Committee on DUII. The crime of DUII applies to highways as well as premises open to public. And my recommendation would be for the financial proof requirement under section that I'm proposing the amendment for, just call the offense driving while under the influence of intoxicants. That's the way it's referred to under the suspensions by DMV and the courts for being convicted. It would be this parallel description of the offense.
We don't use any vehicle anywhere else?
No.
Just
Just driving.
Driving while under the influence of intoxicants. DUII.
Okay. There are questions? Representative Kopetsky.
Mr. Cooper, I was just wondering what that brings in that's not already covered under current law.
Well, Representative Kopetsky, I'm not sure how the Department of Motor Vehicles is dealing with the issue, but in 1976, the crime of DUII and all major traffic offenses apply to highways as well as premises open to the public. And it's my belief that all of the other sections that describe DUII and limited to highways had been amended to reflect the new expansion of premises open to the public. It's my belief this has just been an oversight for it. And this is the first session that, because of the whale and the baby whale, that it's come to anyone's attention. But all it's going to do is if a person's convicted of DUII in the Fred Meyer parking lot in Salem, they're going to be suspended because they're convicted, as well as they have to show proof of future responsibility for 3 years in order to avoid a suspension under this provision.
Representative Kopetsky?
What's the status of the law? Can you drive while under the influence on your own private property?
Yes. As long as it's not premises open to the public, meaning it's open to the public for transportation purposes. So if you're driving in your driveway, that might be premises open to the public. But if you're on your own private land, and it is private land, I don't believe the DUII statutes would apply.
Then wouldn't this change, wouldn't we be including driving on your private property then?
No, because this change requires that there be a conviction for DUII. That's what triggers this provision. And there will be no conviction if the person is merely driving on their own private property.
Thank you.
Are we talking about anything besides vehicles if you remove that?
No, I think DUII, driving while under the influence of intoxicants, would be, it applies to vehicles. It's just strictly the conviction would be for driving while under the influence. The elements of driving while under the influence require a vehicle on a highway or premises open to the public while under the influence.
Do you know the sites off the top of your head for the DUI?
475, 560 maybe, 540.
Further questions? Other concerns? All right. Representative Kopetsky, do you want a moment to satisfy your difficulties?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, no.
I guess I would ask the committee for their sense on the amendment that is to come. Is it going to be our desire to agree conceptually to those amendments and move it to the full committee?
It's my desire.
Is that something we could clear up maybe between now and next
5:40
Monday?
Mr. Chair,
okay,
does say drives a vehicle. It says a person commits the offense driving while under the influence of an intoxicant, that the person drives a vehicle. So I don't actually see any need to leave any vehicle. If anything, I mean, we're being consistent then, is what I'm suggesting.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, under 487.530, you'll see that DUII is defined as a major traffic offense, as driving under the influence of intoxicants as set forth in ORS 487.540. But either, you know, if you want to get more specific, that's fine. But 487.535 is where all major traffic offenses apply to premises open to the public. So as long as we get any highway deleted, I think the amendment would be acceptable.
that.
What would you like to do, Representative Kopetsky? How would you like to steer the committee on this?
I would suggest that in trying to drive this bill to the full committee, that in line four, we delete upon any highway.
Okay. And retain any vehicle.
That's correct.
All right. Well, I think... Is the committee prepared to move on the amendments? I think I'll suggest that we will take on all three at one time, if we can handle that. Is that comfortable for you? Okay, the amendments as proposed include the change on line 35 on page 2, which would make the reference instead of chapter 859 to 857. On page 6 of the bill, line 4, the deletion of the words upon any highway, as well as the conceptual amendments that have been agreed upon. Is there any objection to the amendments? Amendments are adopted. Is there a motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Kopetsky.
Move the House Bill 2757 as amended to the full committee with a due pass motorized recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Kopetsky moves House Bill 2757 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Hill.
Aye.
Kopetsky.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
The motion passes. The House Bill 2757 will be on the schedule on next Wednesday's full committee calendar. Thank you very much. Is there further business to come before the committee?
Do we table all those other bills?
Thank you so much, Representative Kopetsky. There it is.
Upset a phone. We really appreciate your efforts.
Council, do you have the...
Yeah, I'm serious.
Did you have the bill number?
Yes.
The House Bill 2019... 2904,
2437, and 2518.
Let me try that again. Okay. 2019. 2019, 2437, 2518, and 2904.
Mr. Chair. Representative
Kopetsky. Mr. Chair, I move we table House Bills 2019, 2437, 2518, 2904.
Thank you. Representative Kopetsky moves to table House Bills 2019, 2437, 2518, and 2904. Discussion? Thank you. Clerk, call the roll.
Hill.
Aye.
Kopetsky.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
These bills are tabled. Further business to come before the committee? If not, we're adjourned.
Just in time.
Good work.
Were you guys waiting on it?
Yes.
Sorry.
How was it?
It wasn't as bad as I thought, although I can't wear this shirt tomorrow.
Survived?